And now I'm going to read that second supplement, Divine System. A system from divines, by divines, and for divines. The world seems to be mostly divided into two camps, those who promote democracy and those who are under dictators. Each of them claims their system is better. However, both are man-made. In democracy, man chooses his leader, and in dictatorship, the gun does the job. Dictatorship is obviously a system under the gun, and so is a system under duress. Neither man nor God is in charge, but the dictator. This system is the most appalling to God. It is neither acceptable to man nor to God. In democracy, man is in charge. They choose the leaders. What the majority says is supposed to be the will of the society. If the majority can be persuaded to accept and approve ideas that are not based on nature and or godly, still they are accepted and implemented. Therefore, again, God is not in charge, man is. God created the system of judges for the children of Israel. However, they longed for kings like their neighbors. Samuel conveyed this desire to God. After God forewarned them of what would happen if they chose kings, then he let them choose their king. With a majority vote, they chose Saul. They did not choose him because he was the wisest and most connected, godly, but because he was tall and handsome. God rejected their choice and chose a man named David to be their king, ordinary to the eyes, but highly connected to spirit. He was the anointed one. This idea, to choose the anointed one, Christ, is the base for many cultures to accept the idea of the king chosen by God. Even those nations, mostly Greece, Rome, and Europe, that started democratic ideas, did eventually succumb to the idea of the king and went back and forth between democracy and kingship. However, all through history, all over the world, the kings eventually became dictators, as God forewarned the children of Israel that they would. The reason for returning to the kings, after being under the democratic rule, is that the will of the people becomes corrupt, and they choose not the leaders with the highest ideals, and those chosen by God, but the ones who will make them feel good and accept their ideas, but are rejected by God. As we saw in the case of choosing Saul, they do not always choose wisely. When they reach a point that they choose wrong leaders, then the head will be sick, and when the head is sick, so will be the body, society. They eventually long for stability and safety, and so they choose dictators who eventually become kings, etc. Therefore, God is not in favor of what man chooses, and he is not in the favor of the dictators who impose their will on humans under duress. So what does God approve of, and what is the best for man? He has clearly shown his way when he instructed the children of Israel to have judges over them, who were supposed to be connected to God. The judges failed and became disconnected from God. The children of Israel wanted kings, and they chose the wrong king, not anointed. After their chosen king failed, God decided to let them have their king, who is also connected to him and follows his will. This is the best for man and the universal setup. He chose David for them, who became the best leader they ever had. This idea of the chosen one, Christ, to be accepted as the king is not new. In fact, we read in the Bible that Melchizedek not only was the king of Salem, but the high priest. The very idea of the Pope in the Catholic Church is also choosing a leader who is connected to God. The idea of Caliph in Islam is also based on this idea, a person who has been chosen to lead the Ummah, or the community of all Muslims. There are many other cultures that also had the same idea. Now the question arises, if all these people and cultures had this idea before, why did it not work? And why should we follow a failed idea? That is an excellent question. The short answer to this is that humanity did not have the whole truth, and so no matter what religion and idea they followed, it was only a part of a greater truth. When a good idea is based on 1/7 or less of a larger truth, it will not work. Also, God had left man to make his own decisions for the last 12,000 years. With all these shortcomings and missing information, God chose wrong leaders and or lost their rights to the dictators who had the armies with them. It is like having 1/7 of the layout for a house and trying to build the whole house. No matter how well the intentions, it will not work. Many people have this idea, but they are also flooded with dogmas, separating ideas and plain hostility toward others, or others are hostile toward them, etc. They could not present God in its fullness, and so the grace was not with them. When the grace is not present, the failure is assured. As we saw in the case of Saul, humans follow their eyes and the cultural norms, not God's will. So they chose wrong leaders, not the Anointed One. Of course, even if they could have chosen the Anointed One, as they did in the case of King Cyrus, who also was called Christ, still such leaders could have only a partial influence on earth events and in a very limited sense. So we can see many conditions had to be met before humanity is able to choose the right leaders and so bring the greatest acceleration of salvation to man. These conditions are: 1. The whole truth should have been revealed. 2. Paraviparas had to be created and united. 3. A system that helps the Anointed One to emerge from the people, by the people, for the people, and connected to God, divine, has to be accepted by man. 4. The cyclical movements and the effects of different types of humans on societies should have been understood. These conditions are now on earth. We indeed have the new revelation. We indeed have the new heaven revelation and earth divine system for humanity. This is the stone that the Bible has predicted to come and hit the image King Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. The image, worldly setups, was broken to pieces and was no more. Humanity now has the whole truth. The seven seals are opened. The elects are called to come forward and be unified. The hierarchy from the communities of light is in formation, a system from divines, by divines, and for divines. The cyclical movements in history and societies are revealed. Paraviparas will observe the society and will transfer these cyclical movements to the new one in transitory, harmonic ways instead of violent ways. It is from these communities and system that the benevolent leaders, anointed ones, will emerge. The system also has strong checks and balances to prevent any one leader to become a dictator. This new way has all the benefits of the present systems and none of the weaknesses which are present in them. The leaders are not chosen by the whim of those who follow their eyes, but by those who are ready to follow the eternal divine path in the communities of light, and so are in higher consciousness. Others who are not in the communities of light are not left out and are given opportunities to participate in the process. However, their impact is not as severe as before. The most important part of this divine system is the ability of humans to recognize and choose those who are anointed by God to lead them, especially the eldest, the head. He then can extend the power that is given to him in our system to choose others who also are anointed to help him to manage God's kingdom. So we can see that those who are still attached to the old earthly systems and are trying to make them work are wasting their time and energy and will not succeed. It is a new day, and it is God's day. So humans have to eventually acknowledge that God indeed has fulfilled all things he promised he would do. It is time to stop our understandings and succumb to God's will and his ways. The stone has come, the statue has been completed, and it is time for the statue to be broken to pieces. This again is the call to man to come and marvel on what God has done. Those who resist, they resist God. God will always win at the end. The sooner humans realize this, the sooner we can bring peace, unity, and God's will for this creation to manifestation.